Cape Verde.
Canaveral, Cape Kennedy, whatever you want to call it. My husband worked down there too before he went back to school. He worked for RCA down there, and he worked in Mission Control. And he liked that. Then they started laying off everybody, you know, so he decided it was time to do something, so he went back to college, so. But,
how far away is Cape Canaveral from you?
70 miles.
Oh, so too far to really commute?
Well, he did. He went back and forth every day. There's quite a few people that do, you know, because there isn't that much industry in Daytona or right around it. So if you do that kind of work, you either have to go to Orlando or down to the Cape. I guess the highway to Orlando is quicker than the one to the Cape. There's a beeline highway or something, and then there's a state four that goes over to Orlando that doesn't take you as long as it would to get down to the Cape.
Why do they
head
to the Cape? Just
Highway 1? Mm-hmm, and then there's a little road that goes off to the side that a lot of people used to take because it wasn't so crowded. We've been trying to decide whether to move to Orlando or stay here. He likes it better here because it's not so large.
What's Orlando like? I just hear of it in connection with Walt Disney.
It's so overcrowded now. They've built up so much, you know, for the people. There's too many apartments. It's just terrible. They built so many, and there aren't any people to fill them right now. They're just sitting empty over there.
Because of Disney World?
Uh-huh. I guess the anticipation of the people that would come, you know, to live and to go there. And there's just, especially where my husband lives, it's not too far, it's not too far from Disney World, and there's just all these huge places and motels that have opened that are just vacant. You know, they're going bankrupt because they don't have enough tourists there to stay in. And the schools, they don't have enough schools, really. You know, they didn't plan for all these people. Appropriately, I guess the sewer and the water and things like that, and the highways aren't right. They just built up too much too fast without planning on it. But the old Orlando was nice, and it's still, I guess, all right, you know, once you get used to it.
You said there's pretty much industry?
Uh-huh. Well, compared to here, you know, they have a lot more over there, and factory, things like that.
What about Jacksonville? Is that too far to drive to?
Yeah, that's about 180 miles from here, I think, you know. But it's, well, it's even larger than Orlando. It's much larger. And I guess they would have more industry there than they would in Orlando.
St. Augustine is closer.
Yeah, but that's mostly a tourist place like Daytona, I think. You know, a lot of old history, things like that. Miami's large, but then we didn't like that at all. It's very expensive to live down there, and there's so many Cubans that have moved in down there that it seems like that a lot of the things are catering to them, you know.
What sort of things?
Oh, department stores and things, you know. I don't know if the people that have moved in, like you said, a lot of them do have money. Mm-hmm. And the section we lived in was out west of the airport. It's all moved out that way, and we didn't want to buy a house, and we bought a trailer, and all the trailers have moved out that way. They've got huge.
No, I can't.
Well, I don't know if you call them. They don't call them trailer parks anymore. They have maybe 800 or 900 trailers per park, and they have like a country club there, and your pools and golf courses and everything. Yeah, and they're very nice, but you finally find out that section that it's all Cuban now. Spanish, you know, all the people speak Spanish. And the industry, assembly line workers especially, the ladies seem to work, you know. They group together, their families. When they come over, they'll all live together, you know, a lot of them. And they pool all the resources together, you know, rather than being several small groups of a family, you know.